Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon the man of God. He is anointed to preach the Word of God and heal my broken heart and your broken heart by the anointing. When you have tears on your pillow and pain in your heart, Jesus heals your heart. Oh, 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 my Jesus, He has the power to heal me. Oh yes, the Holy Spirit is the comforter in my life. And Jesus is anointed, anointed to heal my broken heart. Oh yes, when I have tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, He is there for me. Tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, He is there for me. Oh, 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 my heart, oh, my tender heart, it's been broken by so many things. Oh, 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 but Jesus healed me time and time and time again. Oh yeah, when I had tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, Jesus healed my heart.
The Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Oh, oh, Jesus is anointed, anointed to heal my broken heart. Oh, yes, yes. When I have tears on my was a woman in the city of Nain, and son had died. She was broken and she could not be comforted. Whoa. But one day she met Jesus. Hey. He raised her son back to life again. Oh yeah. When she had tears on her pillow and pain in her heart, Jesus healed her heart. There was another woman who had been bent over for 18 years. No one loved her. Jesus, he said to her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Oh, his power touched her body. She stood up that day and she was healed. There was yet another woman. Oh, yeah. With the issue of blood. Remember that woman? And she had been bleeding, oh, for 12 long years. She had suffered many things, from many, many physicians. But she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Oh, hallelujah. When she had tears on her pillow and pain in her heart, Jesus healed her heart. Oh, yeah. When she had tears on her pillow, Jesus healed her heart. Oh, yes, it is. So when you have tears on your pillow and pain in your heart, Jesus heals your heart. Oh, yeah. Tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, Jesus heals my heart.
Nobody like Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. There's nobody. Nobody like Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. No, not one. not one. There's nobody, nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. No, not one, no. Oh, not one. Nobody, nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. Nobody, nobody. Hey, yeah. Oh, 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 no, not. Oh, 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 oh. No, 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 not one. No, no, not one. There's nobody, nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. Nobody. I'm not a one. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, not one. No, no, not one. See, there's nobody, nobody like my Jesus. No, no, not a one. Nobody can heal all our souls' diseases. No, no, not one. No, not one. No, no, nobody. Around the world, and I can't find nobody like him, nobody like him. If you just try him and see, you will find that is all that you need. No, not one. No, not one. No, no, no. There's nobody, no, not one. No, no, not one. No, not one, not one. Nobody can heal our soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Nobody like Jesus. No, no, not one. No, not one. Nobody can heal the heart. All our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, no, not one. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no,
hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I don't know if I'll get an individual rapture. But we always said that Daddy will visit us one day, and today is the day. When God loves you, He sends you the best. The real pastor of this church is here tonight. Very anointed. An international healing evangelist. An unparalleled pastor. Prolific best-selling author, practical builder, prudent founder, accurate prophet, anointed teacher, outstanding psalmist, unique apostle. But to the Lighthouse family, Daddy, that's who you are to us. Let's rise to our feet and welcome our Daddy. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you for your wonderful welcome. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Thank God for His blessings in this place. Thank you, Jesus, for your power, your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Blessing us. We are glad, Father, for the opportunity to be in your house in this time. We are already blessed by your presence. We receive your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Well, it's a blessing to be here. And I was here when we were building and tiling, but I have not been here since you had all these nice things here. We are excited to see that you are enjoying something good. I don't need to see the churches that I'm building. Once they are built, we are happy. It's working. Yes. We are going to be building churches in countries and towns that we don't have to go there. Once it's built and the church is working, we are blessed. Amen. Amen. So we are glad, and I need you to join in the anointing. Turn to Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good tidings. How many believe the anointing is for you?
Yes.
Amen. The anointing is not for goosebumps or for feeling good, but it's for preaching. So if you want to be anointed, you must become a preacher. Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach. What do you think about that? He has anointed me for preaching. So preaching is the thing that anointed people do. So if you are anointed, you must become a preacher. The minimum number of people to preach to is 10. You are there. You are there. Then to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance. Vengeance from God is God fighting your enemies. Many things God has given us, we don't experience them because there are enemies that fight the gifts and the blessings. Nothing is given easily. So, the day of vengeance is the day that God flattens your enemies. All your enemies are declared disappeared. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give to them beauty. There is no sister who will struggle to find for a beloved to find you when you are anointed. I've rarely seen a sister who is active in the work of the Lord struggle to get a beloved. It's true. It's the sisters that we don't know what they are doing. They've disappeared for some time. They've come back. Those are the ones who struggle. You never struggle. You never struggle. Yes. You never struggle. Because every sister here is going to be a preacher. To give them beauty for ashes. Instead of being covered with black sand that nobody can see whether you are beautiful, the anointing is giving you beauty. The oil of joy for mourning. Whatever makes you cry, the anointing takes it away. Yes. The anointing takes it away. And this garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. All moodiness and quietness in the house is cured by the anointing. All moody people are not anointed people. They are not. Any quiet and moody person is not anointed. Is not anointed. Okay. It's true. In the Bible. Yeah. These quiet people, the whole house is heavy. Heaviness. Hey! No one can speak. There's no laughter. No happiness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. One day I had a certain friend. He used to wear thick glasses. and he had a spirit of heaviness. He was very, he was very melancholic. When he comes to the house, hello? Can you hear me? Hello? And they want you to sit down. They want you to sit down. Please, I need you to listen when I'm preaching. When he comes to the house, he has measured the distance between his powder and his comb. And the distance between his comb and his perfume. And the distance between his perfume and his pen. There are four things, and he has arranged all of them. Nothing must move. And his face, very serious. A spirit of heaviness. When he's not speaking, nobody can speak. When he's quiet, everybody has to be quiet. It's called the spirit of heaviness. But when you are anointed, such a spirit can never be on your life. No, so that they might be called trees of righteousness. The anointing makes you righteous. All thieves are not anointed. Yes, thieves are not anointed. Liars are not anointed. During this coming election, nobody here should join people who are spoiling the election. People who, right, you are 41. You've put one before the 41. That's 141. Nobody yet. Look, when you do that, you are not anointed. You are not anointed. No matter your party. No matter. When, you see, the Bible says in Hebrews, I said that because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, the Lord, even my God, has anointed thee above thy fellows. You have more anointing in your life when you hate wickedness and unrighteousness. So nobody here should go and join to those kind of things. Stealing in the office, wickedness to people, never forgiving. Bible says the anointing makes you a tree of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. And verse 4. No, this, I'm not preaching about this. I'm just telling you something before I preach. Listen. No, this is what I preach in the morning. This is what I preach in church. Yes, I'm just saying, because when I saw you, I felt like saying some of these things. Look at verse 4. It says, they shall build the old wastes. When you are anointed, you build. He said, look at it. They shall build. They shall build. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me to do this, this. That is it. They shall build. This was an old waste. And the building is here. The grace to build many churches and buildings is coming on your life. Sit down. Look, when you are anointed, you build things. Yes. Even your own personal things. When the Holy Spirit is on you. Yes. Recently, one of the pastors came from abroad. He had some small money. He bought a land. He built a wall. He made a drawing. I said, that is it. He's richer than those who haven't done that. Yes. Yes, that's why he has reached. He's bought a land, put a wall and a gate, and he's got the papers and he's done drawing and has faith. He's far richer than those who are still watching the wind. You will build houses. You will build houses in Jesus' name. Sit down. The grace of God that is a lighthouse that have made us to build so many churches. Receive that grace now. Verse 5. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. This one speaks of foreigners. You will relate with foreigners. Yes. You see, many times there is something you need, like in your whole life, if you live, let's say 40 years or whatever, you see that out of those 40 years, there will be something you need from a foreigner at a point in your life. Yes. There will be something you need in your life from a foreigner. I received the anointing through Kenneth Hagin, who is an American. Yes, he's a foreigner. Sometimes the foreigner may even be the person you marry. So you have to know, when you are anointed, you can relate with foreigners. Yes. One of my pastors, one day I called him and I told him, I want to teach you how to drink tea. Because he doesn't know how to drink tea. So I showed him. Yes. I showed him. So one day he had a job. He was called. He had a job in the north. And the boss, a foreign company, was a white man. I don't know what, oil something. So when the white man entered, he called, oh, come and let's have some tea. So the people came and he gave them tea without milk, without sugar, without so many things. Ah, what is this? The people said, no, 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 no. We don't like this. So after some time, the white man stopped calling the people in the office. Like, he only calls my pastor that I showed him. Listen, you won't hear the... Okay, I won't tell you. Then quiet. Quiet. So, now, when the white man comes, he calls him. The owner, come. Then the two of them will be in the office. The rest will be outside. They will be there for a long time. So now when he comes out, they will call him. So what are you talking to him about? You see, I showed him how to relate with the sons of the alien. The sons of the alien. Yeah. Some of you, when you see a foreigner, you start speaking tree. No. Anytime, you see, what happens is that you are restricted. There are some tribes in Ghana, especially one tribe. They see other tribes as foreigners in their area. Is it not true? Yes. So when they come, they say foreigners are coming. Now what happens is that if you do that, and even you are a pastor, all your members will only be from one area. You can't, even within Ghana, you are not interregional. How much more to become international? So you need to know how, because you'll be surprised that the thing you need is not going to come from that region or that country, from Ghana. Yes. One day I had a foreigner came to work, and I saw that the people in the office didn't have the anointing. They couldn't relate with the foreigner. When the foreigner was there, then they'll be speaking to his strange stuff. So I called them. I said, look, you don't understand. You are limiting yourself. You are not limited from today. Verse 6. You shall be named priests of the Lord. When you are anointed, you become a priest. Those of you who say you are looking for anointing, anointing makes you a priest. And you shall be called ministers of our God. Yes. These are all the powers and the blessings of the anointing. This is the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory shall you boast. Money. You see, money is connected to the anointing. It's true. I can be standing there. I'll be standing with somebody who needs money. And I don't need money. And somebody will come and give the money to me. Not to the person who needs. I may even direct, give it to this person. Say, no. It is you that you want to give it to. Hey! Hey, yegbe yewa. You shall eat the riches. So anointing is connected to three things. Preaching, being a worker for God, being a minister. Righteousness. Straightening your life. And is connected to prosperity. Yes. They are always together. There is nobody God blessed called Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who was not his prophet, was not a righteous person, and was not prosperous. They go together. So when I encourage people to work for God, they don't realize that walking in that anointing is walking in something that is connected heavily. He says, in their glory shall you boast the riches of the Gentiles. Yes. It is their money that you have. You put your hand in your pocket to bring out. See, they say, oh, sorry, it's euros. You put your money back. Say that you brought out euros by mistake. You put your hand in your pocket. When you come out, it's dollar. And in their glory shall you boast yourself. Many people don't realize that serving God and following the anointing is connected heavily to prosperity. Rarely will you see us preaching about prosperity. What is prosperity? What is prosperity? We are just serving God. We are just serving. We are not looking for money. Money cometh. What is prosperity? Here we are standing. Is it not our church? We are not owing any bank. We don't have, no bank can say that we are owing them. Nobody can come and say we have, there's a desk, our file is there. Our file is not there. Our file is not there. You will be debt free. You will be debt free. In Jesus' name. So I want you to open yourself to the anointing. And when this anointing, it's not about falling down. We believe in falling down. In the new First Love Church, we have got a carpet only for falling down. We believe in falling down. We want to fall down, and we will fall down. But anointing is not for falling down. It's for becoming a priest, a minister of God, 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 a minister of God. You are a minister of God. If somebody hasn't called you Osofo before, you are not a correct anointed. You are not anointed. If they haven't called you Osofo before, you are not anointed. I'm telling you. When they start calling you Osofo, it means they have identified the anointing on your life. Sit down. The people at the back will be very angry. Wow. You'll be called priests.
Amen.
You have joy.
Amen.
Those of you who smile in church and frown in the house.
Amen.
Those of you who talk in church and when you go home, you are silent like you are delivered from that evil spirit. Joy. The oil of joy. For morning.
Amen.
You are having it.
Amen.
Beauty.
Amen.
For ashes.
Amen.
As the pastors, the active sisters, they all get married. That's anointing. You have beauty. People just notice you. You'll see that 14 brothers will propose to you. But
one day,
I called a certain sister, and I told her, "You, nothing less than 14 brothers have proposed to you." She said, "Oh, it's not true." I said, "Check it." So she started to write the names of the people. Exactly 14. Exactly 14. Exactly 14. When you are anointed, you will not be struggling. You will be identified instantly. So sisters, give yourself to the anointing, the Holy Spirit. Yes. God wants to bless you. I came here because God wants to bless you. Now today, just in it, you know, this is not the, I'm not really, I want you to listen. I want to just share with you a short Bible lesson on Jesus Christ and Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus Christ and Peter's mother-in-law. Matthew 8:14. When Jesus was come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered to them. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were oppressed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." Amen.
Amen.
Are you there?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, the first point. All right. Is that Jesus Christ, believing in Jesus Christ and believing in his fantastic miracles is very important for your life. You mustn't see Jesus as a teacher. If you see him as a teacher, you have seen him as a very small part of whom he is. Jesus is more than a teacher. That's why we sing the song, "He's a healing Jesus." is far more than a teacher. He is also a healer. And he will heal you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So believing in Jesus is very, very important. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the second point that you need to believe on this short lesson on Jesus and Peter's mother-in-law is that Peter's mother-in-law had fever. Amen. Is that not what it says? His mother's wife's mother laid or lying down and sick of a fever. This is very good news for Ghanaians because of malaria. Jesus is a healer of all fevers. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Whatever. You see, fever is a symptom. When a child or somebody has fever, it's like saying, fever. So many things can cause fever. Many, many things can cause fever. But we have common things. The commonest here is malaria. Other places, something else. So, whatever is causing the fever, whether it's a malaria parasite or whether it is some other kind of inflammation, all those, when they mention itis, otitis media, conjunctivitis, bronchitis, appendicitis, anything itis is an inflammation and is a cause of fever. Your temperature goes up. So we thank God for Peter's mother-in-law because it demonstrates to us that whatever there is causing fever, almost anything, cancer causes fever, you go to hospital, fever, any, almost, it's a very non-specific symptom. All right? Jesus healed her of the fever. You are healed of any unidentified disease. One of the amazing fevers in the world is called PUO, pyrexia of unknown origin. When they check for every, pyrexia means fever. When they check for every cause, they cannot find, there are people who lie on the ward with high fever still. There's none of the things that causes fever is in them. But they have high fever. It's called pyrexia of unknown origin. These are demons also. Tonight, whatever disease and infirmity is in your life is healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number two, number three, everyone connected to you is important to Jesus. Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. So, you see, Jesus was moving with Peter. So, Peter's wife is important to Jesus. And Peter's wife's mother is also important to Jesus. Today, whatever is connected to you is of concern to Jesus. If it's your child, your husband, your wife, what the connection? It's of concern to Jesus. Even me, my small pastor as I am, I see somebody, once this person is your child, it's of importance to me. This person is your husband, it's of concern to me. This one is your wife, it's of concern to me. So Jesus is the real pastor, and he sees you and your mother-in-law or whatever is connected to you to be healed. Amen. Amen. Sometimes people that are connected to you, you don't even love them, but Jesus loves them. Yeah. One day I saw a group of wives and I called. I said, come, let me ask you a question. I said, do you have children? I said, yes. I said, if a sickness was coming to your family and it was going to affect your family and one person would die, would you nominate your husband or your child to die? Who should die? Sir? And I don't want to tell you the answer that they give. Do you want to know the answer? What do you think are the answers? The husband should die. People nominated their husbands. Go. So even as we are saying that Jesus is connected to you, sometimes the connection cry is there, but I say, no, it's okay. That will not be your, you will never face such a question if you listen. After healing Peter's mother-in-law, Jesus then moved on and healed the masses. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick that same day. So you see that even though he was healing an individual, he was able to heal the masses. And even though he was healing the masses, he was interested in the individual. So Jesus Christ is not only interested in the masses, but he's interested in you.
Amen.
So as he healed Peter's mother-in-law, and he healed everybody, the same day, real healing anointing. You don't need to sing, I am the Lord that healed thee. You don't need to sing. You don't need an organ. You don't need a singer. Real healing anointing. Yes. All those things are not in the Bible. Yes. Healing in the house. Today, whatever enemy has entered your house is forced to leave today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So Jesus is a healer of many things and many people, and I love Jesus because of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That it might be fulfilled, Matthew 8:17, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So Jesus Christ bears your sicknesses today. That's why we are going to pray for you to be healed.
Amen.
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 In whatever area of your life,
amen,
you need to be healed.
Amen.
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 Because Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Amen.
And he's here, standing here to heal you.
Amen.
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 To touch you.
Amen.
To bring a solution to your life.
Amen.
to give you an answer which you have not been able to find up to now. To break the yoke that is on your neck by the devil. Yes. Hallelujah. And that is what Isaiah the prophet predicted. He said, Himself took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses, and Jesus came to bear our sicknesses away. So no sickness is allowed to be with you. Matthew chapter 12. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. You see, pastors, we must know, when you get older, you see that what is really worrying us, people in the world, is not even finances, it's health. Yes, as we get older, you see that what is really worrying the human race is not even finances, but it's even health. So, Jesus Christ, the characteristic of Jesus was that he shall come with healing, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in his wings. Nobody was like Jesus. Nobody. All the prophets, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, nobody had healing. Nobody was a healer. Nobody was Hosea, Zechariah, Haggai. No, nobody was healing anybody. But the last prophecy, Malachi 4. This was the last verse in the Old Testament is verse 4 of Malachi 4. But the last verse, 2. Malachi 4, 2. Before 3 and 4. And then end of Old Testament. This is the Hebrew Bible. This is what Jews use as the Bible. They end in Malachi. And then we have the New Testament. They have exactly the same. We have plus the New Testament. This is where they end. So they are expecting somebody to come. And it's written there. He says, and unto you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with a specific characteristic. There's no prophet. There's nobody who was healing. Isaiah prayed for Hezekiah and that was it. Elijah prayed for who did not have a child. One. That's it. Apart from this, throughout, no Haggai, Hosea, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Haggai, Habakkuk, Amos, Jonah, Micah, nobody. And he said, somebody is coming. And he shall have healing in his wings. So expect the power of God in your life. Healing in his wings. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 14. Verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. A great multitude. And was moved with compassion towards them. And he healed their sick. Jesus he saw a great multitude and he was moved. You know, Jesus has great feelings for you, for anybody who is listening to this message. He was moved. You know, you think that Jesus is not moved. Jesus is a man of feelings. Those of you brothers who have feelings, you don't allow your feelings. And those of you sisters who are harder than iron rods. Jesus was moved when he saw the multitude. Today I was sitting in the First Love Church and there was a multitude of the children there. Then I said at the point, I feel the burden of the children's lives, their futures, how they will be, how they will turn out, how they will finish school, how they will get jobs, how they will find beloveds, how they will marry. I said, I feel the burden of their lives. I just said, I was just sitting there and I feel the burden. You see, the anointing makes you feel compassion for things that people are there. They don't even, it doesn't occur to them even. It doesn't even come to their thoughts. But that feeling came on me. I feel a burden for their lives and their future. Yes. So when Jesus saw the people, he said, this is an exact fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 15. These are all different events. Verse 30. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, cripples. Jesus has great compassion. You know, you people, I tell you, you may not know, one day I woke up, I was weeping. God showed me people who were lame. It was a strange spiritual experience. I saw people without legs and arms. And I was weeping in my dreams. And I woke up wet. Jesus has great compassion for people that are suffering. You see, you will not know because you may not experience it till you die. For your whole life, that's what I mean. Never experience certain things. And when you see, you get close to certain problems, you see it's not a small thing. It's wickedness of the devil, wickedness. And blind. They brought him, blind people. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes. That's what it's like to be blind. You can hear, you cannot see. Open your eyes. You will never be blind. Yes. You will never be blind. Dumb. When you ask them hello, they say, they cannot speak. And you will not understand it. Why a person cannot speak. Why don't you speak? People have children. They don't speak. My child, why don't you speak? Start speaking. Start speaking. You see the mothers dying over their children. I want my child to speak. My child is not speaking. Maimed. Maimed means injured. And many others. And they cast them down at Jesus' feet. They cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. He cast them. They brought all these conditions. They brought them all. And threw them at the feet of Jesus. And he healed them. That's Jesus. That's the Jesus you and I are serving. That's why we're saying he's a healing Jesus. And he'll heal your life today. So as we are here today, I need you to believe in healing and in the miracle power of God. Especially in the fact that the specific characteristic of Jesus was healing. Every department, he healed. Gynecology, he healed the woman. Every area. I don't know whether the person who was writing the Bible reporting new medicine. Because they brought everyone was different. And they said if you could have written the things that Jesus did, the whole, what do you call it, world could not contain the books. Dermatology. Leprosy. Pediatrics. To do with children. So many people brought their children to Jesus. My child, since this, all those are pediatrics cases. Neurology cases. Epilepsy. Paralytics. Orthopedics. Cannot walk. ENT department. Not hearing. Every department. Even pathology. The mochi. Jesus was also there. Hey. Today, whatever department your problem is, Jesus is a healing Jesus and is healing your sickness today. Hallelujah. Every department, Jesus is a healing Jesus. So I want you to sit down. I've not finished. I want you to have the belief that sicknesses and a lot of problems, even financial and all these things, they are spiritual. They are physical, but they are spiritual. There's nothing that is not connected. It is when your spirit goes out of your body that your heart stops working. It says the body without the spirit is dead. So it is the spirit going out. So the spirit's presence in your body causes your body to function. So the thing is a spirit. Yes. That's why when your spirit goes out, all the things stop. The body without the spirit is dead. The heart has stopped. The brain has stopped. Everything has stopped because the spirit is out. So the spiritual part affects the body. So you are affected by spirits. And today, Jesus is here. Now, as I'm walking around here, Jesus is also here. I cannot heal people. I cannot heal people. But Jesus heals.
One day,
I was at the, I think it was one of the cathedrals. And there was a lady there. She was diagnosed with a type of cancer. You know, she was my old church member. So I went with her to the doctor. I went with her myself. I went with her to the hospital. And one day, the doctor said that there are only two people he knows that are still alive with this type of thing. Everybody else is dead. So anyway, when they brought the diagnosis, I challenged, I said, it cannot be. You don't have it in Jesus' name. But she took it back and they said, it is it. They check, another person check and said, it is it. This is it. So, one day, we were praying in the church. And I laid hands on her. And there were eight people. I just laid hands like that. I was walking on the steps. I said, if you want me to lay hands, come. So I thought a lot of people would come, but only eight people came. So, it's not my fault. So I just, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. When I laid hands on her, I didn't feel anything, nothing. I just said, in Jesus' name, be healed, whatever. I'm in Jesus' name, Jesus' name. She said that she suddenly felt a strong feeling of love when I laid hands on her. She said, this love is very great. And it says, Bishop has a great love. There was a sister in the congregation. Her eyes were open. When I started to lay hands, this one she just told me separate. She came to me. She said, Jesus was walking behind you. When you said you were going to lay hands, then Jesus walked into you. So then he said, now we couldn't see you. It was Jesus who was laying hands on the people like that. Jesus was the one laying hands on the people. Yeah. She was watching. She was watching. Jesus was laying hands. One by one. One by one. One by one. She's still alive. I don't know whether it's 20 years or whatever since the doctor have told her to die. Yeah. She's moving. Moving. Jesus healed her broken heart. Jesus drove away that diagnosis. Another time, there was a lady, they did this test. When they did the test, they said, oh, anybody who has this has cancer. I prayed for her. In Jesus' name, it is not. They took it out. The doctor said, oh, by all means it is. They took it to the lab and they came and said, we are a bit finding difficult to explanation it. It is not cancer in Jesus' name. She's still moving in the system. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. So, you must believe, pastors, if you are followers of Jesus Christ, I don't know which religion you are following. If you are followers of Jesus Christ, you must believe in healing, miracles. Jesus is a miracle Jesus. Yes. And today, by these two powers, the anointing and the miracle power of Jesus, your life is changed forever. I told my children in the morning, from today, every day is Christmas. That was for them. That was for them. It's not for you. It was for them. Hallelujah. How many love Jesus? Jesus is real. Sit down. Recently, they discovered, they knew it was there, but they sent a rocket. 1979-80. You know, it was 1957, I believe it was. They sent a rocket. Now, I think, not 57. Around 50. Because they got the technology from the Germans after the war. And they sent a rocket into the sky. And it went up to the top where the atmosphere ends. And I don't know if it went through, but they put cameras on it. And the only way they knew how to do it was that when it goes, the fuel will finish and it will fall back. So they let it go and it took pictures from up. And they come and they, when the rocket has fallen to the ground, they open and take the camera. That's all they want. And they look at the camera and they say, hey, it is true that the world is round. That's the first time they saw it. And blue. The world, our world is round and blue. That was the first time they had seen it. And God doesn't care that you don't know. Yes. He doesn't, you see, you and I, we are nothing. 1977, they sent a rocket from America to Jupiter. It took 2 years, about 50,000 miles per hour, per second, flying, or minutes. It took 2 years. And it got to Jupiter. And they were all waiting. Then the pictures started coming. 58 moons going around Jupiter. And not knowing that Jupiter is not made of sand or stone, it is gas. And it's going around like that. There's an eye on Jupiter. It's the size of the earth. It's 1,000 times bigger than the earth. Then it continued to Saturn. They were waiting. Saturn rings that are going around. They were just amazing. They were just crowds were watching the pictures. Wow! God doesn't care that you haven't seen the things that He has created. Who are you? You are who? I said, you are who? God is great, oh. And then it continued. To Neptune. That was the last one. And when they got there, it was blue. Mars was red. Neptune. You said God is playing games. He's playing games. God is so great. So today, He's in our midst. And it's our duty to like Him, love Him, believe in Him, and trust Him. By the word of the prophet, your healing is declared today in Jesus' name. By a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserved them. Many of you, your fathers, they didn't believe me. Yes. Zachariah said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me. It's now that some of them are knowing that the Lord sent me. Yes. Wow. Stand to your feet. Everybody outside, nobody should walk around. No toilet, nothing. Just stay where you are for a moment. We are just praying and then we'll be closing soon. But just a little prayer. God is touching our lives. Miracles are happening as I speak. Father, thank you for your blessing. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you and with you. If you are here, maybe somebody invited you, but you are not born again. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to be born again. Lift your right hand like this. Lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. I want to pray with you. You want to give your life to God, to Jesus Christ. Just your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I want to turn away from my sin. Turn away from my wicked ways and come to God. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Very quickly. Very quickly. Just walk to the front. Just walk to the front. Let me pray with you, please. Walk to the front. That's the greatest miracle. Come, from outside, from the other hall, wherever you are, I want to give your life to Jesus. Come.
Come running to the mercy seat. Come running, come running, come running to the mercy.
Come on.
Where Jesus is calling, his grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to the mercy seat. Come on, come on. Come running, come running, come running to the mercy seat. When Jesus is calling, his grace will be your cover.
Lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins. Please forgive me. Please cleanse me. Please wash me with your precious blood. Today, I open my heart. And I receive Jesus as my Savior, my Master, and my Lord. Touch my life, Lord. Thank you for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. Please write my name in the book of life. Now say after me, Satan. Listen carefully. From today, I am free from you. I will no longer serve you. I belong to Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and touching my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, just stay right where you are. How many of us believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? Lift your hands. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
Come on. Jesus is healing you right now. Somebody's being healed in the breast. Lumps in the breast are disappearing tonight. Whatever pain in your eye is going tonight. Pain in the eye. Eye conditions are being healed. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Throat diseases are going. Fever is going. I rebuke it now in Jesus' name. Satan, go! Snakes, go! Scorpions, go! Wicked devils, drop down now! I curse you, I reject you, I block you, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now, outside, outside, at the back, in the other hall. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, thank you. Just place your hand wherever the pain is. Whatever problem you have, is the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
I am the Lord. Father, thank you for so many wonderful healings tonight that have taken place. Just thank the Lord right now, wherever you are. God has done such great things. Great, great miracles have taken place. Great miracles. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Malba shalba dakaba. Alegulo tukudali mandele ni makabat malini shudele mene. Mariele, Borogale, Maredele, Sandala, Macabaradine. We give you thanks. Right now, whatever problem you had, begin to examine yourself. Maybe you had a pain. Check yourself. The pain is gone. Couldn't see. Open your eyes. At the back, outside, wherever you are, the power of the Holy Spirit is working. You couldn't walk. Begin to walk. Rise and be healed. Whatever curse is following you, molesting you, that came here today, is dropping off you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God right now for so many miracles. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are grateful. Thank you for so many wonderful miracles tonight. What a blessing. What a blessing. We are grateful. You are healed. You are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blessing tonight. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands down. Every head bow, every eye closed today for a moment. Every head bow. If you are here and Jesus has touched you, you can sense that something has happened. Maybe you had a pain, but the pain is gone. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a lump in your breath. Whatever the problem, you can sense that something has happened. Jesus has done something, and you can see that something has happened. Jesus has touched you tonight. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, just lift up your right hand very quickly. Lift up your right hand. Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future, but right now you can sense that something has happened in your life. Just lift your hand. Outside, at the back, everywhere, Jesus has touched you tonight. Lift your hand. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, Jesus has touched you. Something has happened. There's a lady I know, I feel there's somebody with a lump in the breast, something. Check yourself quickly. Many, many miracles have taken place. Tonight is a night of healing and miracles. If Jesus has touched you, I need you to come to me in the front here. Just come. Come, come. Wait. Come. Come all the way over here. And those, give out the books to the people quickly. Let them go back to their seats. Just come. If God has touched you, wherever you are, if God has touched you, yeah, I prefer them to be down actually. Yes. If God has touched you, come to the side here. Very, very quickly. We are going to take a few. I know that God has touched many people tonight. I know that God has touched all of us. We are going to take some testimonies. Oh, hallelujah. Wherever you are, quickly, quickly come. If Jesus has touched you, come all the way to the front. Very important. From outside. Bible said 10 lepers were healed. Only one came back to say thank you. Only one out of the 10 lepers came to give glory to God. And Jesus said, were there not 10 healed? And only one came back to say something about it. That's what happens. A lot of people are healed. Only one come to say out of 10 that are healed. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, quickly come all the way to the front. Come all the way to the front. Come all the way to the front. What a blessing. Let's all sing it again. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord that He loved me.
Power of God, the delivering power of God. Your long awaited miracle has come today in Jesus' name. Whatever followed you here, whatever is following you, whatever is molesting you, in the name of Jesus, I curse it now. You are delivered. You are healed. In Jesus' name. You may be seated for a moment, quickly. No one should move yet. No toilet, nothing. Don't go to toilet now, please. Miracles are happening. If God has touched you, come. If God has touched you, come. What a blessing. Doctor, what do we have here?
Bishop, this young man, for how many years?
7 years.
7 years has suffered from blurred vision.
Wow.
He couldn't see well. This is a pair of glasses he's been wearing for 7 years. when he was sitting there without the glasses, he couldn't have read anything here. But after you prayed, God touched his eyes without the glasses. From there, wow, he's able to see.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Is it true? Give me my mic.
Yes, Bishop.
What happened to you?
Since 2009, I experienced some pains in my eye, and I could fear tears and tension in the eye. So I began wearing glasses, and without the glasses, I couldn't drive. In the night, I can't see well. And whenever light flashes on my eye, I feel a lot of pain. But tonight, whilst I was there, I struggled to read all that were on the print. I could not without the glasses. When you said we should touch whatever we are hurting, I just put my hands under the glasses and I touched my eyes. After the prayers, you asked us to check it, and I removed it, and I could read everything over there. From this distance, without the glasses, I couldn't tell you the time. But now I can tell you the time.
You couldn't say the time from here?
Yes.
What time is it over there?
Now the time says 9:44 p.m.
Wow. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty, mighty shout of hallelujah? Fantastic. Father, thanks for these miracles here in Abeka tonight. In Jesus' name. How many are realizing that Jesus is a healing Jesus? These are wonderful miracles. You cannot really explain this. If you are a doctor or you are a skeptic, don't believe in things, you see that you struggle to explain it. The man is talking by himself. Have I given you money to come and say something?
Bishop, no, I have not even touched you before. I haven't met you personally before, and I've been praying to God for this moment.
You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap of fantastic.
Many miracles tonight. Our mommy here has been suffering from pain in the left breast for 1 year.
Wow.
She came with the pain. Tell us, mommy, what happened to you?
It's about 1 year ago. I was feeling some pains. It's all over my body from here to here. But when I was coming, even my daughter told me to take my grandchild at the back. But I don't want them to know that I'm sick. So when I put her on the back, I didn't use the cloth to tie my my chest. But when daddy told us to put our hands where we are suffered, I feel that the pain is gone.
He's a healing Jesus.
Your breast and your back. Inside the breast. Or just the side of the breast here and the back, this side.
Wow. Doctor, what is this?
This is a musculoskeletal chest pain. It's a musculoskeletal chest pain. Very severe.
Thank you,
the
Jesus.
Power of God has such a. Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. There is power here. Hallelujah.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
This young boy has had pain in the left eye. This is the mother. Tell us what was wrong with
him. Mama, what is wrong with you?
Bishop was praying. He laid his hand on the left eye. So I asked what was wrong. He said his eye is paining him. I said, okay, let's pray. So the bishop finished praying. He said, if you are healed from anything on any part of your body, raise up your hand. He raised his left. I said, what is wrong with you? So my left eye is not paining me. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. I said, okay. He said, then put your hand. I said, bishop will pray for you. So when you prayed, after praying for him, he said he's okay. Everything is gone. I couldn't believe it myself. But when we came, his eyes were a little inflamed. It was a bit red.
How old are you, my dear? Come.
6 years.
What happened to you? Your eye was paining you?
Yes.
And what happened? Were you healed?
Yes.
Yes. How do you know?
It's a pain gone. The pain is gone.
Yes.
The pain is gone.
Yes.
When did the pain go?
Today.
When did it
today.
Go?
Yes.
When? He's behaving like some of you in the house. You don't speak much. You just say one word. One word. Yes, 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 no, yes, no. What a blessing. This little boy has been healed in his eye. Father, thanks for blessing him in Jesus' name. Bishop Steve.
When you asked if you have been healed, lift your hand. I was standing here. I couldn't see him well because I'm very tall and he's short. But I saw his hand. I mean, just as you said, if you are healed, lift your hand. His hand went up very fast. And I was wondering, what is it? What does he really understand? So I believe that he had been healed. He felt it and he knew it.
Wow.
It was very spontaneous.
Hallelujah! God bless you. Miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
Bishop, for 17 years, this girl has had difficulty in hearing in the ear. You have to shout before she can hear anything. Tell us.
What happened? Your ear was what? Water was coming from your ear.
Yes, so I don't know what was wrong when I asked my grandmother.
When you asked what?
My grandmother, she said this from when my mother gave birth to me. So
since your mother gave birth to you, what has been coming from your ears? And could you hear?
Now I can hear properly.
But before?
Before I couldn't hear anything unless you shout on me.
Unless you shout on you. Wow. Why don't you give Jesus a call? So she can hear now. Have you checked?
No, I've not checked.
Shh, quiet.
I'm going to say something when you hear it.
Shh.
Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I am healed.
I am healed. I am healed. God is good. What is your name?
Give Jesus a shout!
My God is good. Give the Lord a shout!
This little girl, how old are you?
17 years.
17, not so little. This one is 17.
Shh.
Will you please, please, please be quiet. She has been having water or something coming out of her ears all her life. Doctor, what would that be?
This is likely to be a purulent, chronic otitis media or internal.
Everybody shout, hey.
So, her grandmother told her that's how it was since she was born. So she couldn't hear well unless you shout on her. That's what the word is, unless you shout on her. So sometimes you are shouting at somebody, it's not, the person is not rude. The person cannot hear. And tonight, God has touched her ears and she's hearing clearly. Doctor is whispering from the back there and she's answering whatever she's saying. Wow. Are you happy?
Yes, I'm.
Why are you happy?
I'm happy because God has touched me and I'll never.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right. What is this? Another child?
No, our mommy herself.
Okay, quickly.
For 1 year, she's had pain in both knees. She couldn't bend the knees.
You couldn't bend your knees?
Yes.
Come this way. You couldn't bend your knees?
Yes.
Yeah. Since when?
Last year.
Last year. Mm. Bend, let's see. Wow. No pain? Doctor, what is this?
Likely to be arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis.
Wow.
Yes. Or osteoarthritis.
You are healed from every curse in Jesus' name. Watch out. Watch out. What is this?
Another knee healing.
What
tonight?
Happened to your knee?
My right knee has been hurting since Easter. And I don't know, one day I just woke up and it was just hurting.
Knee was hurting?
Yeah. And I mean, I belittled the situation and I just thought it was just a knee problem. But I realized that when I want to kneel down to pray, it's hard for me to get on my knees. So today when you said we should place our hands, I put both hands on my knees. And when I removed it after the prayers, I just felt like a cold feeling in my knees. And I just.
You believe Jesus has healed you. Thanks, Jesus, for your healing. Jesus. I get out on my knees.
When I get on my knees.
What is this? Many miracles.
This young man has been suffering from chest pain, central chest pain, from his secondary school days.
Is the pain gone?
Pain is gone.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Somebody with a breast. Who is that? Breast, come. Somebody with a breast, come. This one, this one, this one. Let this one. What happened to you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is. And I've been.
Come this way, my dear. Yes. What happened
I've been
to you?
Feeling pain in my breast.
Shh, please, can you give volume on the mic?
2 years
please?
Now. And last year, my mom sent me to Ghana to check my breast. And I went back, I checked. And they said I have something here. And now, when Pastor called, he was praying. And I just felt sharp in my body. That, like, I'm taking bath with hot water. And I didn't. I feel different, so I just want to say thank you to the Almighty God that I've been set free.
You've been set free.
Yes, I'm okay now.
And you believe you are healed. You had
yes.
something on your on the side of your.
Yes,
breast.
Yes.
Have you checked it right now?
I just left the hospital like 3 weeks ago, and I still feel the same. But when I came to church today, I'm a new person, and
yeah.
it's just the Holy Spirit lead me. When Pastor announced that we should come to church. Since I came to Ghana, I've been worshiping with this church
yeah.
at Bolami. So I just felt good to God come today. And I knew that I was going to get okay.
You are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. What is this?
Mommy, what happened to you?
Papa, I never wear gown. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I'm in Babia. Me a hen, one head, that in Bab. No, only Bishop, I saw it. Can you no, Pese, one head? Can you near Benia come here? No, Honja, in the hospital, 209. Doctor, can you no go back? No, get an air, can you no Benia come in? Hey, Jesus, no, can Pese never go alone. No, I mean, Babu, I mean, Babia, poor, young Jomovenka, no. No, na asole. Beni ma hele shi. Beni ekomi. 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 No, ni mo. Jesus. 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 Na imi.
Hey. Give the Lord a shout.
Give the Lord a shout.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Who is going to interpret?
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a dance. Give the Lord a dance. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah. Well, she said in 2009 she developed pain in her right breast. It sort of pulls her, but very painful. But she said she has waist pain also. So actually, when she was coming, her mind was on her waist. She wanted healing for her waist, not her breast. But I believe God has done it twice, double. She has received healing for the breast and healing for her waist also. Hallelujah.
Everything that double,
give the Lord a shout.
That double, double. Everything that double, double.
Knee healing tonight, Bishop.
Knee?
Yes, my waist. Yes, this my right leg used to pain me for so many years.
So many. How old are you now?
I'm 70.
70. When you are older. When you are older, older people suffer from pains. Pains. A lot of pains in the body. Different types of pains, joints, different parts. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing, Lord Jesus. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap of you. Quickly, fast.
I came here with pain under the sole of my feet.
Under the sole of your feet?
Yeah, for more than 1 month, I've been feeling this pain. At a certain corner of my room, I've gathered some gravels that I stand on.
You stand on gravels?
Yeah, construction gravels, because it's very excruciating. And last 2 days, I went to the pharmacy to buy some drug. They gave me Vita B Denk. And I asked the dispenser that, what could be... You know, what's the symptom? Is it a symptom of something or something? And
Don't speak. No.
He said he doesn't really know.
Come this way, please, in the center, and face this way. Thank you. He said he doesn't know.
He doesn't know what it may be, but I've been afraid for like more than 5 weeks
now. And what happened tonight?
Now, when you asked us to be on our feet, I felt it sharply. But after the prayer, by the grace of God, I just hit my feet on the ground and the pain is gone.
Wow. Doctor, what is this?
Bishop is describing bilateral plantar fasciitis.
Listen. Hello. Plantar fasciitis is a disease that comes under your feet. And the foot is very painful under the foot. So that is why he's walking on gravels in his room. He's trying to massage the under of the foot. Only the under is very painful. It's a very painful thing. Yes. And that is what he's experiencing. And that is what I believe Jesus has healed. Off. Yeah. But you see, when the symptoms are described, you see, for somebody to go and take construction gravels to put in his room and working on it, it's not, it's because of something. Yeah. It's a grown-up man. He's just taking a whatever to wrap. It's called plantar fasciitis. It's sometimes caused by your shoes, so check your shoes. All right. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
What What is this?
I woke up this morning with a swollen eye. My left eye was really swollen. I couldn't even come to the first service this morning. But during the day, the swelling got low. But it was really painful. I couldn't blink. If I blink, it's really paining me. And it caused a little bit of headache for me. But as we were praying, you said we should place our hands wherever it's paining us.
And the pain is gone.
There. My hands went ice cold. And I feel like I have a new eye right now. I can even slap their face.
Can even slap your face. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name.
For you,
give the Lord a blessed shout of praise.
It's a miracle so great. There's no one else.
Quickly,
like
very fast, very fast.
Pain in the leg. Heal
pain
tonight.
In the leg.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. In
healed.
Jesus' name.
Pain in the right knee. Healed.
Pain
tonight.
In the knee. Bend your knee.
What's up? Pain, my
pain
right
in your right knee. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Clap for them. Clap for them. Clap for them. What is this?
And my stomach.
Head and stomach healing. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Wow. What is this?
Neck pain healed tonight.
Where was hurting you?
My left neck. For some weeks has been paining me. But by God's grace, after the prayers, I'm healed.
After the prayers, you are here. Doctor, what is this?
This is cervical paraspinal muscle spasm. See you tonight.
All the things that the doctor says are real. It sounds like a big... You see, in Ghana... Listen, please. You are shouting so much, it is not... I'm not... Listen...
In Ghana,
people can say, my head, my stomach, even in the hospital, when they ask, what's wrong with my head? What's wrong with my stomach? But when you have a miracle service where people have a certain understanding, when you hear the miracle testimony, you are amazed. I had miracle service in some place. When they explain it, they explain the condition they have, the drugs they are taking, and what they couldn't do and what they can do. It's really fantastic. But that's why sometimes the doctor is helping us to understand what the person is saying. It's like the one who was talking about under the foot. You think it's not. It's a serious condition. I know it. Yeah. It's quite not so common, but it's something that is there. It's from under the sole. I mean, some of you here may even have experienced it before. So all this is taking cervical, what?
Paraspinal muscle spasm.
Thank you, Jesus. What is this?
Abdominal pain healed.
Oh,
tonight.
Thank
it's
you,
gone.
Jesus.
The pain is gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
7 years chest pain.
Mama,
healed.
What happened to you?
For about 7 years now, I feel a sharp pain from here, and it pierces me, and I feel the pain, severe pain. So even sometimes it makes as if it's seizing my breath.
What happened today?
When I came, you said we should place our hand on where we feel the pains.
And after is the pain gone?
It's gone. Feel, yeah. Even sometimes I can't breathe. Well.
Can't breathe. Death, go. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Blind vision for 2 years healed.
Explain what happened to you.
I used to... have blurred visions for over 2 years.
Blurred visions or blurred vision?
Blurred vision. So I shake my head before I could focus on something to see it very well.
You shake your head like this?
Like before. So most often, maybe when you ask me a question, I'll look at you and wait, and before I could answer you, I could.
And what happened tonight?
I felt something... When you said we should place our hands on our eye, my hand was on my head and I moved it to my eye and I just felt something move.
And now, can you see?
Now I can see very clearly. At first, I couldn't even feel things were real. Like, I told my brother about it and my mom, but they didn't believe me.
You feel as if things are not real?
They are not real.
Like as I'm standing in front of
yes.
you?
Yes. They were in Israel.
Hey! It's blurred. It's not. What do you mean by it was not real?
Like, I just saw it as something, an event, like something just passing by. So mostly I forget about certain things I say to people.
Satan, your power
in the name of Jesus
and your torment is over. Jesus
now.
Name.
Jesus' name.
Be healed. Let them come. Strength.
Waist pain has been healed tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Strength.
The narrow street.
Jesus' name.
What happened to this lady?
My mom has been ill for some time now she can't get up. We have to feed her on bed and everything. So I stood in for her and I believe that she has been healed.
Man from God, just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Thank you.
Yet many need to give him praise.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, and in his eyes they glimpse that power.
Give the Lord a mighty clap.
That sees the heart of all men. For he knows his Father's mind, and he speaks his Father's words.
Thanks for your great blessings. Everybody lay your hands on your stomach right now. Father, heal every stomach, cancer, pain, disease, infirmity. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. Receive healing. Receive healing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty clap.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewardmills.org. God richly bless you.